We're having our conversation today with another parishioner from St. George. His name is John. I know John very well and very intimately. He's actually my father. So, hi, Dad.
Hello, Father Christopher.
My dad, John, like our whole family, grew up going to church. He was actually the son of a minister. My grandfather was a minister in the Disciples of Christ. Dad was involved in the church that we grew up in, served as a deacon, served on the church board. And as he grew in his faith and became more knowledgeable, he ended up teaching Sunday school, leading Bible studies. We've actually had him lead a church history study here at St. George. It was very, very informative, well attended. But just wanted to talk with him, get his perspective, because every person's perspective is unique, about what drew him to Orthodoxy, what his first exposure was, what convinced him that he wanted to become Orthodox, that he needed to become Orthodox, and what then he's experienced since then over the last many years being Orthodox.
Say something now. I was for a long time in an American Baptist church. We raised our two sons there in a small town in central Kansas. It was a very conservative church, very big on mission giving. We were fairly involved there. We ultimately moved to Houston, Texas, with my job, and had a hard time finding churches or a church that was that seemed genuine and truly friendly and interested in a long-lasting relationship. We went to some very large churches and ultimately found a small mission church that was meeting in a high school. I had an opportunity to be the project manager for that church for the construction of its first building. And I was also an elder. There were three elders who assisted the pastor. And that pastor asked me to lead an adult course in church history. Of course, that's from the Protestant perspective. I looked at the syllabus, which was published by the Southern Baptist Convention, and it was really passed over very quickly, the history of the church, until the time of Martin Luther in the 1500s. And then began to dwell more deeply. And it occurred to me that there must have been a lot of history of the very early church. And being a Protestant, I didn't know very much about that. And so in order to have a fuller understanding, I began to study the early history of the church from the time of Christ and the apostles. At the same time, you, Father Christopher, were searching when you were in grad school and looked at churches and were in the early stages of becoming Orthodox. And we talked a lot, Margaret and I did, with you. And that precipitated some interest. Also, then my wife found an article in the Sugar Land, Texas paper titled, "Whatever Happened to the Church the Apostles Left Behind? Come Find Out." And it pointed out that it was a church history course that was being taught on Wednesday nights by a father, John Morris, which was interesting because it's the same name.
Right, right. That made for some interesting things at seminary when people thought my father was Father John Morris. Right. And I said, my father is John Morris, and he attends Father John Morris's church.
And that was a small Orthodox mission in Sugar Land, Texas. And so I thought, well, maybe if I go to that, I'll learn some things about the early history, which will help me in the Baptist effort.
Right. I remember you talking about your initial motivation was just to learn more to supplement your adult class
in the Baptist church.
In the Baptist church.
So we started going on Wednesday nights, and of course that was a course preceded by the normal Wednesday night Vespers, which we have in the Orthodox Church. I became very involved on a daily basis in the construction of that Baptist church and felt like that I needed to certainly continue that and my responsibilities as an elder. But after about 6 months of attending this course on Wednesday nights, it began to become obvious that we should become Orthodox. And in learning the history, early history of the church, it seemed like, well, I was 60 at the time. It was kind of amazing to me that I had spent 60 years of my life and was just now beginning to conclude from the early history of the church that the Orthodox Church is the right church, is the original church, and is the church that has made a point of changing its principles and its beliefs at the times of the apostles the least. But I felt an obligation, so we continued to go to Wednesday night Vespers. I began to let my Baptist pastor know what was going on, and he and I met at least once a week for breakfast or lunch, and we continued that. We completed the construction of the church, and then Margaret and I started going to Divine Liturgy, the Sunday service, and we became Orthodox about, I think, 8 years ago. And that was a blessing. It seemed, even before we were chrismated, that we were at home. In studying the early history of the church, I was most impressed by now a saint by the name of Athanasius the Great, who was an early bishop of Alexandria, and particularly impressed with the fact that he was he underwent a lot of stress, and he had to leave Alexandria five times and come back five times. And so when there was an opportunity to take a Christian name, which there always is when you become Orthodox, I took the Christian name Athanasius.
Right. Like in the Orthodox tradition, like it's a biblical tradition where someone, when they have an encounter with God, sometimes is given or takes a new name. In the Orthodox tradition, it's common to do that, take the name of someone who has gone before us, whether it's an apostle or a saint from the New Testament or a saint since the time since, just like Abram became Abraham and Saul became Paul and et cetera. So John, my father's also known as Athanasius, in honor of Saint Athanasius. And Athanasius is an important figure too, because a lot of people ask, do we believe in the Bible as Orthodox Christians? We certainly do, and there's a couple different answers we could give. My favorite, though I'm hesitant sometimes to say it, is yes, we do. We wrote it. But St. Athanasius is an important figure, not only because of his defense for true belief in Christ as both fully human, like us in every way except sin, but also fully divine, as fully divine as God, as one with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. But St. Athanasius also is the first to have written in an Easter letter in the year 367 the list of all of the books that we accept in the Christian New Testament, leaving out none and adding none that are not in our current canon. So he's really the first person to list what we have as the New Testament. So a really fine person to take your, to have a relationship with, so to speak, to have as your patron saint. What has, so it's really been history in your case, well, the study of history initially.
It was also, I think, a second factor was, that's true, but the second factor was that we were in very, I guess you would say, modern, up-to-date, quote-unquote, churches, a whole series of them when we were in the Houston area in Sugar Land, that seemed to be moving away from what I had experienced as a child in the Christian church, as kind of fundamentals of faith, specifically some of the old hymns that mean so much and have strong meaning behind them, specifically away from any kind of regular use of the Lord's Prayer. And so that was a second factor, that it seemed like the Protestant faith, at least where we were trying to find, was changing, kind of moving away from even what I understood as fundamentals of the faith. And the third factor, of course, was frequent discussions with you and realizing that and learning about Orthodoxy through your experiences and what you were learning.
Was it a difficult transition?
No, from the perspective that the more we were exposed to it, the more it became obvious that that's where we belong. Yes, from the perspective that there are some things about Orthodoxy that are, because of its originality, and because it has not changed from the apostolic times, there are some things about Orthodoxy that are very different than Protestant dogma or beliefs. So that's not much of an answer. It's a yes.
No, it's a good answer. We'll wrap it up here in a few minutes. Just two more things quickly. Certainly as someone very active, and I know firsthand, in your faith while we were growing up, when we lived across the street from our church, we were there often, you know, Wednesday evenings, Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings for services, and then I'm sure other times when you had to be there in various ways that you might have been serving from time to time on the church board or as a deacon. And being a Sunday school teacher there. Just very briefly, so we're talking someone who's been trying to live his faith for a long time. In coming to Orthodoxy, beyond just the more traditional worship, the beliefs, the doctrines, the faith that doesn't change, have you found that it's made any impact on your personal spiritual life, on your relationship with Christ? And how?
Well, lots of things come to mind. At times when I was a Protestant, I thought I prayed a lot. Or spent a lot of time reading the Bible or thinking about Christian faith. Orthodoxy is hard from one perspective, in that if you're at all serious about it, if you at all are growing in it, it really, in a positive way, requires that you, it required that I spend significantly more time in prayer, particularly, and in reading. And so, yes, my faith and my habits changed pretty significantly. There's a lot more time in church, too. Mm-hmm. But that's always a blessing. And not just St. George, but because I spent some time on the board of an Orthodox seminary in Alaska, and then on the board for 5 or 6 years of an Orthodox seminary in Pennsylvania, I've had an opportunity to be in a lot of Orthodox churches, I think probably around 20, and just as many Orthodox churches from the Russian OCA, and also, Serbian Orthodox churches and Greek Orthodox churches, as well as Antiochian. And all the beliefs are the same, and to me, Orthodoxy is Orthodoxy. It's for all men, and it gives you an opportunity to be stronger.
Any parting thoughts or advice for anyone who may be interested, who might be listening to this or is reading about Orthodoxy? I don't know. Since you made that same journey, and I know everyone's journey is a little bit different, what thoughts or encouragement might you have?
Well, if you study the history of the church from the time of Christ until today, I think one thing you could say is that it's been a long, long history of man in different ways trying to change Christianity and change the church. And there are today thousands of denominations in the world, and that's certainly evidence. But Orthodoxy, by and large, has not changed. For me, it's the best place to be as a Christian. And I don't judge other people than where they are, because that would be a sin. But for me, in studying the early history of the church, I don't understand how somebody can really learn that history of the church and what's happened and not either be or become an Orthodox Christian.
Great. Thank you very much, Dad.
You're welcome, Father.